I'm John Oger, Jaguars.com, here at the 2018 NFL Owners Meetings with Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone. And Doug, I was thinking before we went on the air here, this, to me, can't be your scene. Do you like this, or are you just waiting to get back to Jacksonville and get back to work? I mean, this is plush. This is, you know, I can't imagine it's your gig.
No. As I said, the one good thing was somebody from the NFL Network bought me a bologna and cheese sandwich today. I was thinking to myself, there's no way I'm going to get a bologna and cheese sandwich in the Ritz. Not here. Yeah. I think for me, what's good here is you kind of learn what's going on around the league. You know, we're so focused as coaches on winning football games and really being having tunnel vision to everything else around. So for me, I get a chance to hear, you know, the marketing and what we're doing for the fans and what we're doing for everyone else. So I think from that standpoint, it's good because you want to know what's going on around you. But like you said before, if you're asking me where I'm more comfortable if I was back in Jacksonville working on our football team and trying to get better. So I think that, you know, now most of our coaches, we have, you know, most of the schools are closed this week, so our coaches are off this week, you know, spending some time with their families. We've been going through free agency, you know, pretty tough and prepping for the draft. And then when we come back Monday, we'll start with our draft meetings, you know, with all of our scouts, you know, starting that. And it'll be pretty much a pretty good grind for us, you know, going through our draft meetings, going through, you know, the draft, and then our players reporting for phase one, rookie mini camp, OTAs, you know, and then getting ourselves ready for the preseason, you know, when that comes out. So we're going into about ready to get into a pretty good grind from now till about June, you know, 15th or 16th, somewhere around there.
I think you told us at the combine you expected this to happen. When you went to the combine, went to the owners' meetings, I'm sure a lot of people come up to you and say, hey, we were pulling for you, you guys were close. Are you worn out on that yet? Or I guess, does that mean something to you whether coaches say it? Because I'm sure you've heard.
Well, I think we all know. I mean, I think it's one of those things where, you know, there's an acknowledgement of, hey, nice job. Right. But everyone knows it's over, you know, and it's a new league year. And right now when you're walking around, you know, there are new head coaches in this league and you're walking around the building. The one thing I do know is when I look at everyone, everybody's 0-0. Mm-hmm. You know, there's one team, the Philadelphia Eagles, that are, you know, obviously the Super Bowl champs. So, you know, you never want to, you know, say that, you know, they're the defending champs, and that's not going to change. Everybody else, you know, saying we're fighting. You know, we're fighting to get there. So, you know, it's competitive. Like, you know, you start to look, and you're like, okay, I wonder when you know who you're going to play. Obviously, the schedule's out from that standpoint of who you're playing. So you're looking around, you see a head coach from another team, like, I wonder when we're going to play them. You know, you start thinking about that. So I think it's something that, you know, when the people say it, you know, I'm happy for the people if they're from Jacksonville. When I'm in Jacksonville, I'm happy that they have those memories. However they want to use those memories, it's their, right, their deal. For us as coaches and our players, we've got to take those memories, pack them in a box, put them away, and start getting ready for the 2018 season and start creating, you know, the memories that are going to come from this season. Well, you know, you can't have great memories unless you put in a lot of hard work, and that's what we've got to be ready to do.
We haven't talked to you since free agency. Andrew Norwell, obviously a big signing. I'm sure a guy you like, a brawling offensive guard, maybe a guy after your own heart. Talk about him a little bit.
Well, you know, obviously he's a great player. You know, you talk about a player that was all pro. And, you know, talk about a guy that's done it the right way. He wasn't drafted, you know, was a free agent, worked his butt off to get where, you know, he is today. And he was rewarded a great contract. But at the same time, you know, Andrew is one of those guys. He's a hard worker. He's a physical player. And is really in line to what we have from a philosophical standpoint of what we want to be as a team. We want to be a physical team. We've said that many times. You know, he helps us that way. I think that, you know, he'll continue to get better. And I think that he'll make the people around him better. Mm-hmm. I think our team, the people around him, will make him better, you know, going against our defensive line on a daily basis, things of that nature. And I think it'll bring us together as a team. And again, we're trying to bring in players, and we want players, you know, that are going to go out there and play physical.
And in free agency, it was clear the special teams was a big deal to you. How big was it in terms of getting those three or four guys in? Very possibly some four core type guys.
Yeah, I think those guys can change the course of a game. So, you know, for me, you know, having done this before, is the first year you want to go in there and you want to look at the roster and give people an opportunity. You want to see what happens, you know, to see, you know, where they can fill in, you know, different positions, different things that you need. the second year, once you have addressed the positions of need, you know, then, hey, let's go out there and fill those things. Let's get it going. You know, so, you know, I felt that we were able to do that. I think we're, you know, we're always looking to get better. But, you know, we did bring in, you know, three players, plus we re-signed Lorente McCray, who did a good job for us last year. And we brought three players in that, you know, obviously it changes, you know, what you do. So, you know, we're excited about that and something that's going to help us. And like I said before, you know, we're not satisfied where we were offensively, defensively, or special team-wise because we fell short of, obviously, where we wanted to go. So it's going to start all over again, and we know we've got a lot of work ahead of ourselves. But, you know, obviously we're happy getting better in that aspect of those players.
Final question. I feel like I should ask you if you like your team, but I have a feeling you won't like your team until after training camp and see what you like.
Well, you know, I think it's a question, you know, like I always say, everybody right now likes what they have on paper, you know, and that's how I look at it on paper. Yeah, I like what I have on paper. I'm not going to sit here and say, I don't like this. I like what I have on paper. Are we going to work? Are we going to put in the hard work? Are we going to come together as a team? Are we going to trust each other? Are we going to hold each other accountable? I think that's the one thing last year. I think, you know, there was a great trust amongst, you know, our staff and the players. I think I learned a lot from our players. You know, people always say, well, you come in, you do this. Well, I learned a lot from our players. And, you know, I also made sure that the players held me accountable as the head coach, and they hold their assistant coaches accountable. And I think those are one of the things that really helped our football team, because when you have a group of men holding each other accountable, you have an opportunity to do great things. And I think that's something that you can't just say. I just don't think it carries over from one season to the other. And these are the things that I talk about that we have to work on and not take for granted.